Improvisational theater isn't just for aspiring comedians and performers anymore. Improv classes and workshops are popping up in Seattle, Portland, Boise, Spokane, and Eugene. Companies and business schools are taking notice. Reporter Julia Fluch is in one of these classes and reports on how the improv mindset can produce creative results beyond the stage.
On stage at the Brody Theater in Portland, you have to react quickly to a scene that is always changing.
Whoa, I don't know what happened in there, but I am in need of washing my hands.
One of my classmates is Gabby Alarcon.
I'm a graduate student at OHSU. I study neuroscience.
Gabby says improv counterbalances her dry PhD research.
I think the reason why I like it so much is that it gives me like an outlet to be creative that I don't typically get at my work.
Alarcon is also here to overcome her shyness. It seems to be working.
Oh my God, are you okay?
The teacher of this class is performer and hairdresser Marilyn Devine.
The basic rules of improv will help you in life no matter what you do.
And that basic rule is known among improvers as yes and. In other words,
start from a place of saying yes. Say yes and. Add a contribution. Play chivalrously. You know, play generously. Be light on your feet.
The yes and principle is so effective in generating creativity and agile thinking that businesses have begun to notice.
I've seen people take this and incredibly improve their morale and their collaboration and their productivity just by looking for, okay, where's the yes?
Jeremy Richards is a contract project manager for Microsoft. He also runs corporate improv classes for the Seattle Theater Unexpected Productions.
Before I start jumping down your throat and telling you what's wrong with your idea or your proposal, where can I say yes? And the second part of that is, and how can I build on that?
Richard says his improv workshops are booming with local companies such as Microsoft, Nintendo, Amazon, and REI. And it isn't just corporations using these techniques. Many top-tier business schools are also teaching communication, innovation, and group dynamics through the lessons of improv. Bob Kuhlhan runs workshops at Duke, UCLA, and Columbia. Kuhlhan says these techniques spread.
The idea that the team is actually more important than the person, the product is more important than the person, the process itself is more important than one single individual.
Kuhlhan especially notices how improv helps international students break through cultural and language barriers.
International students will stop thinking about the right thing to say and focus their energy on simply reacting in real time, which of course is the root of all improvisation, reacting, being focused and present in the moment and reacting honestly.
Beyond MBA students and managers, there are still other people who benefit from being focused and present in the moment. Adults and children with ADHD. That's according to actor and comedian Patrick McKenna, who stars in the documentary ADD and Loving It. He discovered a happy connection between his ADHD and his improv abilities when he saw the Toronto-based Second City Improv Troupe.
It allowed me to speak my mind unedited and be celebrated for that and rewarded for that through the audience's laughter at Second City.
Like McKenna, improv instructor Marilyn Devine says she also has ADHD, and improv comes to her naturally.
It really helped me with my focus, that it moves so fast, and I could track everything, and I could connect different elements that other people might not be able to see.
Is that bird chained up back there?
There isn't much research yet, but those who do improv say taking a break from life's scripts is a useful skill anyone can learn. I'm Julia Fluch reporting.